From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, people have been encouraged to use curbside pickup at restaurants and pharmacies. As KUER's Sonia Hudson reports, the state elections office says there will also be curbside ballot pickup on Election Day in 7 Utah counties during the June primary.
The state legislature voted to suspend traditional in-person voting just for this election to help slow the spread of COVID-19. It gave counties the option to have drive-up locations, like Salt Lake is doing. County Clerk Sherry Swenson says voters who don't receive a ballot in the mail can drive to one of about 10 parking lots, tell a poll worker their name, and leave with one they can drop off later that day.
I know there's individuals out there who would have done everything they needed to do and for whatever reason didn't receive their ballot. So it wouldn't be fair to the voters for them not to have an option to get a ballot.
But in rural Beaver County, which won't have drive-up locations, Deputy County Clerk Tracy McMullen says it's much easier to make sure everyone gets the chance to vote.
I have a lot of interaction with my voters personally, and we just have tons of opportunity to get that fixed prior to Election Day.
Due to a court settlement, San Juan County elections are exempt from the new law and will operate as usual. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Virtual legislative committee meetings being held today and tomorrow will include live public comment. Utahns wanting to weigh in have to fill out a form on the legislature's website and will then be contacted with details on how to join the electronic meeting. Two virtual special sessions last month did not include committee hearings or live public comment. Legislative staff said they didn't have time to set up the technology. City planners and architects in Utah are using the pandemic as a reset to think about the uses of streets in the state. Ted Knowlton with the Wasatch Front Regional Council says urban designers want to be more accommodating to people using bikes and going to parks.
We all anticipate that in the summer, we will see much higher levels of open space usage, and that is something that we all can step up and say, how do we meet more of the open space needs in our regions?
Urban designers are considering plans that would expand sidewalks for pedestrians and create space for more outdoor dining. They are also considering redesigning bus stops to help with social distancing. A local nonprofit is adding books to its list of items it will deliver to high-risk people who are self-isolating. Neighbors Helping Neighbors is a volunteer organization that delivers groceries and essential supplies in Salt Lake City. They've partnered with Friends of the City Library to deliver two free books, fiction or nonfiction, that people will be able to keep. While the city library is closed to the public, it has continued its services online, but the partnership is meant to help people who may not have internet or access to computers or e-readers. The books were originally meant to be sold in the annual library book sale, but that has been canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. A flash flood swept through Little Wild Horse Canyon near Goblin Valley State Park Monday, leaving a 7-year-old girl dead. Emory County Sheriff's Office says more than 67 personnel are still searching for her 3-year-old sister. At least 21 people escaped safely, and authorities believe everyone else is accounted for. An isolated thunderstorm crossed the San Rafael Swell in the early afternoon yesterday, causing flash flooding in nearby slot canyons. Search crews have scaled back the on-water search for two teenagers missing on Utah Lake. Instead, they'll focus on searching from the air. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says pilots will fly over the lake 3 to 4 times a day over the next few days. The girls, Priscilla Biankowski and Sophia Hernandez, age 17 and 18, were reported missing by family members May 6th after going to float on the water. COVID-19 has not been kind to most energy producers as electricity demand has plummeted, but renewable development is mostly continuing in the Mountain West. Cooper McKim reports.
In Wyoming, a new wind project is getting ready to welcome hundreds of new employees this summer. Meanwhile, several other wind projects are going ahead as planned as well. University of Wyoming professor and wind energy expert Jonathan Naughton says it's been status quo for renewable development unless a project is in its infancy.
Obviously, oil's having a large downturn. Certainly, electricity has had a downturn, but, you know, wind and solar are among the cheapest sources.
And he says utilities often utilize wind before other energy resources, enabling it to keep up production levels. The utility PacifiCorp is also preparing to request its largest amount of new renewable development ever, with a deadline in July. That'll mean new solar and wind projects across the Mountain West by 2024. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Cooper McKim.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.